Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino, and we are back with another Big Brother podcast for this week because we want to bring you our Big Brother 22 exit interview for this week. And just in case you did not know who was evicted, I'll give you 3 more seconds to turn off the podcast. We'll be hearing from Tyler Crispin here in this podcast. Originally, my plan was I was going to have this as part of the slop that I did with Taryn Armstrong. We also talked to our guest, Tommy Bracco from BB21, over on the slop and a bunch of other stuff going on in the world of Big Brother. But it took a little bit longer than anticipated to get the answers back for our interview with Tyler. We were getting a little nervous. We thought that maybe that there might be some complication here, something that we didn't anticipate. But our guy, Tyler Crispin, came through. It did take us a couple of tries to get some answers from Ty, but we got him. And what you will hear is the recorded answers to our questions that we asked to Tyler, and you'll hear that here in this podcast. So this is just going to be a quick one here today, but we will, for the illusion of it being a podcast, I'll ask the questions that we sent him, and then you will hear the answers back from Tyler. So without further ado, we're very excited to bring you our interview here today with Tyler Crispin. And so we will start things off with saying, Tyler, good morning. Huge pleasure to have you here with us on the podcast. My question for you, Tyler, is, was there ever a moment in this game, Tyler, when you felt like that you were in position that you might have had a shot to win this game?
Maybe. A couple weeks ago, before the triple, I felt a little glimmer of like, okay, I can see the end. Like, maybe this is my lane. But in all honesty, not a whole lot of confidence came through my head. I remember last time I could kind of see my lane to the end, probably about final 8. But this time it was like, it was a small little light at the end of the tunnel. So, not a whole lot of confidence. No.
Tyler, if you had your HOH to do all over again, is there a different set of house guests that you would have put up on the block?
Actually, honestly, no. I felt like I don't come around here, you know, play Big Brother to make small moves. I felt like that was a big move, getting Danny out of this house. Yeah, it might have hurt my relationship with Nicole, but if I'm honest, like, we didn't really have that much trust for each other to begin with. So, nah, I would have done the same thing over and over.
Tyler, who are the players that you would have most liked to have worked with if you could have at the start of this season?
I definitely wanted to work with Janelle, but I realized pretty quick, like, I don't think she trusts me. I definitely wanted to work with Nicole Anthony, but she just was gone too soon. And I definitely tried my hardest to make something work with Davon and Bailey, but it just couldn't work out. They just did not trust me.
Tyler, is there anything from Christmas's HOH week that you wish you could have done over?
No, I don't think there's anything I would do over from Christmas's HOH week. You know, I had a lapse in game judgment, but I felt like in my heart and in my head, I was going with what I was feeling at the time, and Christmas wasn't willing to risk her final 2. So no regrets there. I just hope Davon and Bailey are not holding anything against me, because I did try, but no regrets there. I felt like that was genuine in my intentions.
And then finally, Tyler, are there any circumstances where you would ever return one more time and play Big Brother?
No. There are no circumstances I would return. No. I love Big Brother, but once is enough, twice is pushing it. I don't think I can do it again, man.
All right, Tyler, thank you so much. Really appreciate you making some time for us today. And we will talk to you on finale night. Thank you so much, Tyler Crispin. There you go. Our exit interview with this week's evicted house guest, as we are down to just five players left in the Big Brother 22 house. If you missed the slop today, we had a lot of fun going through everything that's going on in the house, talking about some of Enzo's fans, Pauly Calafiore being part of the U.S. bobsled team potentially, and much more on the slop with Taryn. Great fun to have Taryn on board with the slop this week. Then, of course, be sure to check out all the live feed updates over the weekend. Got to see how this veto is going to play out, plus Taryn's roundtable on Saturday night. We'll be back with more Big Brother on Monday night. Plus, we will have one other Big Brother podcast for you this weekend. Taryn and I spoke with one of our listeners, Lauren Doty. She is a expert in emotional intelligence, and she gives people quizzes to see what level of emotional intelligence they have. This was something that was talked about a lot in this season with David and with Nicole, and so we had the opportunity to talk with her about how emotional intelligence is one of the most important things about Big Brother, and you can hear that podcast coming Saturday night. That one should drop in your podcast feed. Make sure you subscribe. robisawebsite.com/iTunes for the main feed of Rob is a Podcast. Always appreciate your feedback and star ratings. robisawebsite.com/BB Podcast for just our podcast feed about Big Brother. Rob and Akiva need a podcast coming up this weekend as well. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.